And we are live. Welcome to Winning Mood, short, sharp, strongest supercoach and punting advice for the NRL week ahead. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod. Seven straight years and counting of free winning tips. So let me get that straight. Seven straight years of winning tips. 1 year of bad tips so far in 2022. We can touch on that. He's Tim Moody. He's the 2021 Supercoach World Champion. And we're live every week to share as much as we can with each other and with our audience in under 20 minutes. How are you, Tim?
Yeah, good, brother. I've been following you for 7 years, so don't be hard on yourself. This will be a winning year as well, man. You're going to turn it around. You know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. As long as you
If we're going to find some winning tips and need a few, I'll knock off that music, although it's quite catchy. We need to avoid tipping teams like the Roosters, which you liked as well. What do you think went wrong for them on Anzac Day? Not only didn't they not cover the double-digit line, they didn't even win.
Look, I think for one, I think we've all been a little bit too expectant on the Roosters. On paper, they look fantastic. We saw how well they went last year with the depleted squad. So I didn't think everyone just expected them to hit the ground running. From a lot of the chat that Robbo, the coach, is saying is, you know, they kind of want to build progressively and hit and peak at the right time of the year. So I think they're playing not necessarily intentionally, but maybe not going all out intentionally just to, you know, make sure they do hit that that strike pattern at the end of the year. But I don't know, they've got an easy run from round one to round nine. It's easy. So from round 10, it comes Parramatta and then the draw toughens up. So I think we might see them really click into gear from round 10, but I'm really hoping, fingers crossed, they'll start to kick into gear as of this weekend against the Doggies.
I think you are right. And the annoying thing is I know that as well. Like, I know Robbo openly admitted that the first two or three games were treated like their preseason. I know that they're not rushing anything with their development. They're sticking with combinations. Even Keary is playing a different role now, and he's obviously back off ACL, a couple other players back off injury this year. I still just thought by now and, you know, the big occasion at Anzac Day, they could turn it on, and maybe I underestimated the Dragons. The Dragons didn't really impress me, but they got out in front. They kind of suffocated the Roosters and suffocated our anytime try scorer bet. You know, we've got a great one to share today. I like it every week. I think my bad tips are bleeding into the anytime try scorers because I'm advising which games we go for based on teams I think are going to be successful, but I haven't been very good at that. As you say, what's in our favor is we've got plenty of weeks to go. Talking Supercoach, still round seven. How'd you go? How'd your team score?
Yeah, it's early days in Supercoach. I scored well. It was a good week. 1,566 was my score. It's moved me from about 8,200th to 2,500th. So I'm in the mix. I'm about 600-700 points away from first place, but playing the slow and steady long game, and hopefully we can finish amongst it towards the end. Last week, we've got my side up here. I moved Schneider onto Nathan Cleary, Josh King onto Davey Mowali, and Aiken onto Suwali. So I'm pretty happy with those trades. Josh King scored okay. I think it was maybe 40. I can't remember exactly. He scored about 37 at halftime and then had a quiet second half with, you know, not much attack and not much defending he had to do. Just sort of, I think he was off the field for a bit. So, but Aiken scored fairly low. Scored like a 30 or something. Suwali got a 50. So that's a win. And then obviously Cleary killing it. So yeah, I don't feel like I pulled my side apart to get Cleary in, which I'm happy about.
Well, not everybody has Papenhuyzen, do they? But
no,
if you had it, you do have him, and you would have noticed that as well. Did you captain him?
No, I captained Cleary.
But he also scored pretty
yeah,
strong.
He scored too. He scored a little bit more than Papenhuyzen, maybe about five more points or something.
Oh, he actually went even more. Right. So if you had either of them, you're laughing.
Yeah. And also I've got buddy C for Talakai as well. So he killed it on the Thursday night as well. A couple of people VC'd him and did well with that too. But yeah, few big scores this week.
Now that Talakai score had to be the most points any player's ever had in a half. Or did Turbo have something more than that?
Turbo might have matched him. I mean, I'm not the stats numbers guy as much. I'm more of an eye test guy. I've always said that. But I think Turbo may have had one more big at half, maybe against the Titans last year when they were down, I think maybe like 30-6 or something like that. And then Turbo did everything in the second half. So maybe that second half, or he had 80 in the first half. So probably not. I think that he's probably the best half of game of footy. It was mental. So Talakai is probably going to be hot on our lips for the rest of this pod. Do we get him in at this price or do we not? That's going to be something.
I'm pretty sure you called Talakai last week as well, which is good advice to bring him in. What are you?
I've been hot on him for a while.
What you're saying is you're in the top 2% of everybody. Yeah. So, and you know, after not the best start by yourself in the first couple of weeks, really sounds like you're climbing. It sounds like a few people up on the higher on the ladder will be looking over their shoulder, mate. Is there at this point, and it can be last week or just in the last month, is there like a move you wish you made? Is there like any key, like, is there ever a case of like a crossroads and if you miss the boat, then it's too late?
Oh, there is. There's always boats that you miss. And if you do jump on too late, you're really just paying for the scores that they've already got in the past. And fingers crossed they keep getting them.
Such as Talakai went up 100 grand in one
week. Yeah,
right?
I'm sort of on the fence about whether are you paying overs for him. But I think he's just at that price. I think if you waited one more week and he went up more, he's got a minus BE of minus 51. So if you don't get him this week, he's going to be that out of range. You've just really got to decide, do you think he can keep doing it? Or do you think teams will, you know, target that strength and try and shut it down any way they can? Because it's pretty clear that strength that they need to shut down. So, but if I was saying one way or the other, I feel like I would encourage people to get him rather than just to let it go. I think some of those boats you just don't want to miss and you don't want to be waving to it as it's, you know, far off in the distance. So for me, get Talakai if you can. But the hashtag, or not that I say hashtag, it's the wrong terminology. I mean the asterisk over that is if you don't have if you don't have Cleary or you don't have Pappenhausen, they're bigger priorities. You need to get Pappy and Cleary. They're must-haves. Talakai's not necessarily a must. I think he's pretty close. But yeah, Cleary and Pappenhausen way out ahead of, you know, the others at the moment in their position.
They're doing crazy things. There's a question about anytime try scores for Broncos Sharks, and we're kind of on that topic. Barney's commenting that like Stags matches up against Talakai. There's even going to be an Origin discussion. Yeah. There's several players that play the center position in the mix. Off the top of your head, I mean, last week I was looking at Broncos and, you know, they had an easier opponent in Bulldogs. And I thought I bet Cobbo for first try, which he didn't score first, but he did get a double. I don't think he had scored yet. So
I was looking at maybe
Cobbo again. Who are you looking? Mulitalo has been.
Yeah, I reckon you want to go, you'd hedge your bets with the Stags and Cobbo or Talakai and Ronaldo on that same side. So I think both teams will work to their strengths. But then again, the Sharks have got really strong backs on both sides. They could go the right side and go Ramian and Katoa a lot. So who knows? But look, I think those four guys are probably the most common and popular ones. And they're on fire too. So why not get around those guys?
Yeah, they are. Like, it's no secret what Penrith and Melbourne are doing, but the Sharks are building pretty nicely as well.
Yeah,
and that for them to reach a level near those contenders, they've got to start going on with punishings like they dished out against Manly last week, but then they kind of put their cue in the rack at halftime. You sometimes feel when a team does that, next time they get a lead, they put foot to the floor and there's an emphasis to really bury a side. That could be ominous for Brisbane. But other thoughts for round 7 or round 8, I should say, why don't we play squad game and you can tell
Let's
us
do it.
Who you like and who you dislike.
Okay. We normally start at red, then go orange and go green. We're going to go work backwards. Let's go the green lights. Pappy and Cleary, if you don't have them, you need to get both of them in your side priorities. It might be hard to get both of them in 1 week. So I'd say get Cleary and then get Pappy as your second in target next week. Some other names I want to mention that I think are pretty hot. Obviously, Talakai, I think you need to swallow your pride probably on that one and pay overs for him and get him. It's just too hard watching him go around week after week and ripping it up. Suwali's about to have a price rise, I believe. I think this will be third game. I'm pretty certain it is his third game. And he's about a 2
But the thing about Tuali, he hasn't done much yet.
No. But look at his – he must have been priced low. Look at the size of his body. And
oh, yeah, I'm with you. I think he will, but I'm just wondering why would his price rise? Because he wouldn't have put up any big scores yet, would he?
Look, he's put a 50 up last week, which wasn't too bad. So he's I think he's got a BE that's pretty low. It's not negative, but I think it's like maybe I'm not great at my memory, but I think it could be like 1 or 5, somewhere between 1 and 5.
Yeah, okay.
He'll definitely make money still, but not an outrageous amount. But I just think that I'm big on the Roosters. You'd think I support the Roosters because I always go on about them, but I think they're due, man. Really, really like Suwali, and I'm on eye test, he looked fantastic last week. Really ticked a lot of boxes. Another guy I brought up last week, I think he could be a big one for this week, is Cody Walker. He scored a decent 70 last week, which is a bit below his average for last year. He's expected to score more, so I think he'll hit the ground running very, very soon. If you didn't jump on him last week, this could be the perfect week to jump on him. He's very, very low. He started about over 720K, and now he's like under 500K. He's like 470 or 480. So it's juicy as, and he can just put on try after try with Alex Johnson on the left. So I expect that to come this weekend, which will bleed a little bit into our, I don't know if we took AJ, did we? We didn't take AJ.
We did. We've mentioned two of the guys already that are going to be in our good anytime try score bet.
So but, I remember who I mentioned to you, but I can't always remember who you end up taking on. But
yeah. Fantastic. Well, yeah, again, I've run my rule over it, and I'm very happy to hear you say that this could be the week for Cody Walker, because that's going to lead into the tripod best bets of the round as well. But before we talk punting,
orange, I've got orange and green for you. A little bit of orange and green for you.
Oh yeah,
red light, green light. Sorry to hold you up, but Tass. Okay, we can wait a game on Tass. Tamari Martin. I wouldn't be jumping on him yet. We want to see that they're both going to get their spots lockdown. I will say with that little asterisk over it, I do own Tass. I picked him up a couple of weeks ago, but that was hoping he'd get a role. But now that we can definitely wait a week and make sure he keeps that spot over Milne, Milne's off because of suspension for 1 week. So he could come and take that spot straight back. So why not wait and see next TLT if Tass comes back. If he does, lock him in because he looks the goods. The red light, I've only got one really standing out. There's probably plenty of people we could sell, but Josh Curran, he's a popular super coach option. He seems like he's about out for 3 to 4 weeks with an MCL, so I wouldn't be holding on there. I'd be looking elsewhere and maybe going to Talakai if you've got Josh Curran for feeder, maybe even Cam Murray.
And you've done well there. You've even answered Graham's question with your red light there. Last one, we know you're on several hours worth of Supercoach chat shows each week.
Yep.
Is there any other major topics that's come up?
Hot topic is Talakai.
We should discuss?
People can score 150s like Cleary and Pappenhausen, but they're in these key positions where they're expected to be, you know, really all over their team's attack. Whereas it seems like Cronulla's strike power in Talakai is this newfound glory. They're really making the most of it while it's there. He's on fire. He's a beast. He's massive. He's got great hands. But I really get the vibe that teams are going to have to be doing a lot of homework on him and finding any way they can to shut him down. So I still think he's a buy, but don't be disappointed if he doesn't score that 150, 100. He might have just an 80 in him. But 80, you can be happy with. Scored a 50 about 3 weeks ago. I was still happy with that. I think 50 is his low score, so... yeah.
Now take this for what it's worth, because if Talakai ran it straight at me, I would die, and I would my ancestors would feel it. But to me, I think teams have to rush up on him.
Yeah.
What's impressive about Talakai is he's not just powerful; he's incredibly agile for that frame. So if they rush up on him like and he steps him, I say good luck. But I think what you cannot do is back away, because when he builds up that momentum like a bowling ball. Yeah, there's no chance. So I think you've got to shut down his time and space. But I say that for what it's worth, which is very little. It's a lot easier said than done. But I can't wait for that matchup, because Stags might take that personally. As I say, they're potentially vying for a rep jersey. But it also, it's going to be key moments that could decide the game tomorrow night. Now, you can take over at this point. We can start by talking about the Sunday Arvo game, just in terms of ability for people to win a jersey leading into our try score bet.
So this Sunday, we've got the Dragons and the Tigers.
The blockbuster, who would have thought?
That's a red-hot game. Well, I think it's an exciting game for this bet. There could be some decent options to pick for try scorers. It might not be necessarily overly super coach relevant unless you've got the likes of, say, Lomax or maybe a Jackson Hastings or something in your side. But, yeah, look, I think, guys, it's a really good opportunity to win a jersey, you know what I mean? Like, get on it. No Faluma's been looking great. I like the idea of Sui as well on the centres. So pick your own, guys. But, yeah, all you got to do is pick the last try scorer. Put in the minute you think they'll score. So whether it be the 70th minute, the 79th minute, just in case a few people pick the same. That way we can differentiate who got the closest. Also, we've got the brought to you this week by Top Sport is the 2 out of 3 market. We've really, really got the pen out and the dotted the T's, crossed the I's, had a very close look at it this week. We need to make a comeback. So we're on Suwali, Johnson and Staines. I've picked Suwali and Johnson, and my boy Jacob here's picked Staines, and I'm actually really excited about Staines. I think he's due. I think Johnson in this game, look, hands down, the Bunnies. Look, I think Cody Walker could be the buy of the week, and when he's the buy of the week, that means Alex Johnson's getting free tries. So get amongst that. $2 this week. I think this is our comeback round. I haven't tried to get a bit too fruity, and I think we're all on wingers, which is pretty red hot. There's no sneaky second rowers or anything like that in there.
Yeah, we haven't gone too adventurous. In fact, like the value is there for this one, guys, because you look at any of these individual players, you won't get $2 on it about any of them on their own. And it's like picking a coin 2 out of 3, but the coin's weighted in your favor because they're favorites to score. Staines is playing on a team that's a 20-point favorite at the Gold Coast. We see what Penrith's doing to people. Hopefully Crichton will at least share the love and pass one out to him. Obviously Crichton's another guy in that New South Wales Centre discussion. And then we've chatted a lot about Suwali and the talent. And I don't think he has scored this season yet in his two games.
So true. So
again, I'm not a big believer in saying someone's due, but I do think sometimes you get a little bit
I'm the worst for that. It's my
player who's had opportunities. Yeah. It's not. I'm not saying that I would say dictates my punting, but sometimes, yeah, you might get a better price if something hasn't happened yet. Especially again, Roosters are big favourites against the Dogs, and then that leads Alex Johnston, and we you know he's always good for a try. And while this Manly game could be tighter, that leads into our best bets of the week, which we are taking the Bunnies. You can bet a -3.5 on Sportsbet, $1.90. We like them there. It's a neutral venue. We think the Bunnies are the better side, and it's a bit disguised by the fact they've been so sloppy in previous weeks. And actually, Graham makes a great point there that I thought of as well with Staines. He needs to hang on to his spot, so I feel like he needs to score a try or two, or it won't be young Taylor May who gives way for Toto. They'll figure out a way to keep Taylor May in the side. So
yeah.
I think it is a good week to try and get on Staines because if he gets half an opportunity, you know he'll give it everything if he's diving for it. And that leads me back to Johnston. Got to be good for a try, especially when we've bet not only Rabbitohs -3.5, but we've also bet Rabbitohs to score over 3.5 tries. Manly a little bit hit and miss. It could be tight. But this is more about us feeling that off, shaking off the frustrations of a very disappointing loss from the Rabbitohs' point of view to West last week, where they had 16 errors to 3. Hold the footy, build some more pressure, play some footy down the Manly's end. I think we know it's only a matter of time till they break out on the back of their star key position players, Cook. And our man, Cody Walker. Is Walker in your team yet, or are you getting him this week?
No, he's not. Look, I'm at this point red, white, green light. I didn't mention it, but I think I'm going to make no trades. But if I do make a trade, it's going to be bringing Cody Walker in. But I'll need to make two trades to make that work. I'll need to be trading Ilias to Cody Walker, which is an upgrade. So I'll have to downgrade somewhere else. And I'm very attached to a lot of my guys at the moment. Maybe I thought I was going to hold Randall for the year, but I'm thinking maybe I could end up downgrading Randall to Pakes or Sonny Luke from Penrith just to free up cash. But look, yeah, I've really got a big feeling about Walker this week, guys. Big, big feeling.
Me too, mate. Yeah. And 10 seconds to get us out of here.
Okay, so look, I'll try to wrap it up real quick. Everyone, thanks for joining in. Share it in the comments. comment in the comments any questions you got. Also, share with your mates. And we've gone over 20 seconds. I'm sorry about that, but it's only a couple of seconds. It's not going to kill your life. And finally, if you are having a punt, do it responsibly, but do it with Top Sport. And if you're doing so, use the code Top Tripod.
And we hope we put you in a winning mood. Good luck, yes. Guys. See you next week.
See ya, boys.